This is the UFO Reporting Center. We understand you saw something in the sky the other night.
Yeah, last night. I didn't really want my son to call, but I guess he took it upon himself to do it this morning.
We'd really like to hear about it.
Okay. I was sleeping, of course, and I woke up at about 10 to 4 because the kids had turned the heat up.
Uh-huh.
It was about 75, and I got a heater up on my bed, so I know I was warm. I had to go to the bathroom, and then I decided I was hungry. So I got up and turned the heat off first, and then I went to the bathroom, and then I went out in the kitchen, and I just grabbed the refrigerator door, and I started hearing this loud noise. And I thought, oh, airplane, helicopter, you know, I didn't pay much attention. And it got louder and louder and just kind of hoovered over the house, or just like, just a vibrating sound, real loud. I looked out the window, and I didn't see anything. And it was to the point where I couldn't ignore it, because the wind go away. You know, like airplanes or helicopters, they fade away or go away or do something. But
right.
It was just a loud sound, and it just stayed there. And so by this time, I was a little bit upset. And still, I wanted to see, but I was a little scared to look. And then finally, I peeked out the kitchen. I turned the light off and looked out the kitchen light, and I couldn't see anything for a while. There's a big tree in the backyard here and a big old house. And then after it had moved to a visible site where I could see it, And I was just amazed because it just kind of seemed to be, it was either very low or else very large. But it seemed like it was low and more or less kind of staying in one place. I mean, like not going like an airplane, you know, phew, and then it's gone.
Right.
And not way up high like that. But what really amazed me was the lights. The lights were bright. The sound of the thing hurt my ears.
Okay,
but the lights were bright. There was a big, big red light. Then there were some twinkly lights. Either it was the motion of the thing or else they did twinkle or turn or revolve or something. All sparkly. It was very pretty. Very nice looking. The other lights were much smaller and they were white or yellow or a mixture. Just the big red light. I just can't get over that. It was something like I've never seen or heard before. And what really amazed me was it disappeared just like that.
Just like
you didn't see it fade away.
Bulb.
Yeah, just right. Like turning off the lights and just the sound, too. The whole works. It didn't go anywhere.
And that's why you were standing there with your eye on it. It just snapped
yeah.
off.
Yeah, I couldn't see it anymore and I couldn't hear it.
Uh-huh.
Just like that. It didn't fade away or disappear like a helicopter or an airplane or anything like that. But I was just amazed when I saw that. And I just knew that was just something like I've never seen before.
Now, you could make out the object, right?
No, I could not tell the shape. It was dark, completely dark. All I could see was the light.
The lights,
I could
okay.
not tell the shape of it.
Were those lights rotating around?
Yes, they seemed like they were rotating and twinkling or something, yeah.
Okay, now were they on the... What would be possibly be at the perimeter of this thing, whatever it was, around the edge?
It could possibly be in the back of it or around the bottom or something,
uh-huh.
but they're all together. They're all together. The shape of the thing, it was dark, like it just, I mean, you just couldn't see.
Uh-huh.
I could not see the shape or the coloring, just the lights. And they were all together, you know, not like an airplane would have some in front, some on the wings, and some on the back. These
right.
lights were all together.
Uh-huh.
And they seemed to be rotating or twinkling, moving, sparkling, hard to look at, really. It was bright. They were bright, the lights were.
Uh-huh. Were they so bright that they hurt your eyes?
Yes, they almost hurt my eyes.
Did they seem to light up the sky at all?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't notice. You know, I didn't see it that long.
Uh-huh.
I was just, because the sound, okay, this was 5 minutes to four, and by four it was all over with. But I did most of what I heard it much longer than I thought, because by the time I finally got my eyes on it, like I said, it just was gone.
Right. Okay, now, while you were watching that object, did you, or even while you were in the process of picking up this sound, did you have any strange mental or physical sensations, unusual?
No.
Okay.
No, I felt really strange when I saw it.
Were there any dogs barking in the area?
No.
Okay.
Everything quiet, just that sound.
And this did hurt your ears?
Mm-hmm, it hurt my ears. I have sensitive hearing, but that is just kind of a humming. It It didn't so much to begin with, but after a while, it got to me, you know? Or was it that it was getting louder after a while?
And then all of this just stopped abruptly.
Yeah, it didn't go anywhere. That was it. I didn't know where it went or what happened. I couldn't see it or hear it anymore.
Did you feel that this thing was hovering directly over your house before you saw
it? Yes, it felt like it was exactly above the house.
Okay.
It did, so just like it was above me.
Okay. And have you had any problems since then?
No.
No bad dreams or anything?
No, and I didn't dream that night either.
Okay.
I'm sure I just woke up for, like I said, it was too hot. I had the heater right by the bed, and the kids turned the heat up. Obviously, before they went to bed, because they were cold, nobody turned it on. It gets very, very warm that way, and being hungry, I was starting a new diet for a few days of that, and it really kill you, you know, so if
right.
I wake up hungry, I can't go back to sleep. No, I just woke up and done my usual thing, had no dreams, heard nothing, nothing woke me up, no noise.
Okay, now, we'd like to get the correct date on that. Was that yesterday?
Well, this morning.
This morning.
Yeah, 3:55.
And no one else in the neighborhood has heard that, as far as you know?
No, not that I know of. I haven't talked to anyone.
Okay.
I don't really know anybody in the neighborhood.
Have you ever had this type of experience before?
Never. I've never seen anything like that before. This seems to be so close. It seems so close. And it seems like it's just above the house.
Yeah.
You didn't have any other reports anywhere last night.
But that doesn't mean someone else didn't see it or hear it.
Yeah.
It's just a question.
Well, I wouldn't have called.
Uh-huh. Well, that's our problem, getting people to call.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. I'd have just forgot about it. But
yeah.
My son gets excited about things like that. I woke him up then afterwards, and I woke my daughter up, Rhonda. And neither one of them woke up enough to do anything or say anything.
Right.
So.
Okay, well, now, I wonder if we could stop by some evening and get a drawing of what you saw, just so we'll have an exact record of the position of those lights.
Yeah, I just wish that I could describe it better. It's just, God, you'll never know how shocked I was when I saw that.
Uh-huh.
And I just, it's just such a few. Oh, let's see, how long would I have been looking at that thing? I don't know how fast the seconds go. I would say no more than 20-30 seconds, the longest that I was looking at it. And I tried to make it out, but the more I looked at it, the harder it was to make out because the lights were so bright.
Okay, while you were watching the object itself or the lights, was it moving away from you?
Uh-huh, it was moving, but it seemed to be moving slow.
In which direction?
Northeast, from my house, kitchen
room.
Mostly east, but a little bit north because it was kind of an angle.
Right.
You might even say east. I don't know. It just didn't move like airplanes or helicopters.
Okay, well, we sure appreciate your talking to us, and we'll probably be getting back to you.
I wish that somebody else would have seen it or would say something about it or something, you know?
Well, we'll see if we get any more reports on it.
If you would, I would like to hear about it.
We'll get back to you, definitely.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Uh-huh. Goodbye.
Bye.